This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone? I'm Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. My guest for today has the new record for the fastest victory with 3.17 seconds in WWE history. Ladies and gentlemen, Aaliyah. Hey, Aaliyah.
Hey, thank you. Whoa, what an introduction.
You know, when I was kind of like thinking about this, I was like, oh my God, how exciting must it be for her to, you know, now have an official record with the company. I got to ask you, how does that feel?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. It feels good to just know, you know, hard work pays off.
It does. It really does. And I think if anybody knows about hard work paying off, I think it's definitely you, Aaliyah, because I think we got to kind of, you know, talk about your journey, because you signed on with WWE, you know, back in 2015. And it wasn't until 2021, during the draft, that you officially got drafted. And, you know, hey, you're moving up, you're going on to the main roster, Friday Night SmackDown. So there was a good, you know, chunk of time there where you were kind of, you know, waiting for your moment to officially make it to the main roster. So kind of for you to get up into this point, and this is a broad question, I got to ask you, you know, what was it like? What was your experience throughout this year trying to make it to the point where you are now?
Oh boy. So I just remember training in NXT, and by the way, I've had an amazing time at the Performance Center. I still train there twice a week, you know, and I've been training there for the last 7 years. And I've had such a great experience there. And you know, every year I pray and hope, you know, maybe I'll be in the Rumble this year, or maybe I'll do this, or maybe, you know what I mean? Just little things, you know, maybe I'll get called up. And, you know, just for it to finally happen, I'm just so blessed, so grateful, so thankful. And you know, the journey doesn't stop, you know, the hard work doesn't stop. I'm going to continue to keep grinding, keep working, keep training. Like I said, I'm still training at the Performance Center twice a week, you know, so that's never going to stop with me. I'm a thoroughbred.
I love that. So what would you say was like your biggest obstacle, or, you know, thing that you had to overcome or really develop within yourself to, you know, get from point A to point B?
Oh man. Okay. That's a good question. So I like signed my contract at 19 years old, and just, I'm going to say that from the point that I am at now to looking back to, you know, that 19-year-old girl that signed that contract, I'm just so proud of myself, because within all that time, I learned so much about myself. And for that, I am so, so grateful. I've had throughout the years amazing coaches and amazing, you know, influential people around me to help guide me. And I'm just so forever grateful and so blessed for that.
I think if you had the opportunity to go back and tell yourself, you know, your 19-year-old version, you know, something about, you know, what you know now, what would you tell your 19-year-old self?
Oh, man. Don't be so hard on yourself. I think just don't be so hard on yourself. You know, when you're like new to the industry and stuff, you know, it's very easy. You know, of course, you're going to have like compliments and stuff, but also you're going to, you know, you might get a little critiqued, or you might get a little, you know, little haters, you know, but you eventually, you learn to block that out and only focus, you know, not to focus on the negatives and, you know, stay positive. So I would definitely tell myself, just don't be so hard on yourself. But at the same time, if I wasn't so hard on myself, I don't think I'd be where I'm at today.
Finding like the balance, that's very important. Yes. You're like, don't torture yourself either. Give yourself a little bit of leeway, but also put just a little bit of pressure so that you can, you know, continue to develop.
Exactly.
So I do want to ask you also, because, you know, obviously, you know, spending all the time that you spent in NXT, I do want to know, you saw a lot of people get moved up, go to the main roster. And then you saw a lot of people that, you know, hey, their time in WWE just didn't work out. You know, when you're seeing people go and, you know, find their places a lot faster, for you, what keeps you motivated to say, you know what, like, don't worry, my moment is coming, my break is coming, et cetera. What keeps the drive alive?
I just think I'm a very passionate person. You know, I have a lot of different passions. I have a lot of, you know, lots of fuel, you know, to my fire. And I think just knowing myself and just, you know, just having that in the back of my mind, like, I love myself and I'm going to take care of myself. I think that's where all that comes from.
I love that. I love that you say, like, you know, I love myself and this is going to, you know, move forward. I think that's such a nice thing to say because, you know, we've all been there where we're trying to get, again, from that, you know, from the starting point to like, hey, this is the vision that we have of ourselves and this is where we want to get to. And I think that's very, very important to, you know, sort of talk about and bring out into the open. So with that being said, you know, you finally get this opportunity to come into SmackDown. I want to ask you, what was the process in terms of getting you signed on board for the main roster? I kind of want to know, you know, everything that kind of went down beforehand until you finally get the, hey, you're going to the main roster.
Okay. So it all, I had no idea. Like, I was clueless to say the least. I was in a program with Robert Stone. We were, you know, he was my manager. And one day I came to TV, or I found out the day before TV, you know, this is what's happening, what you're going to be doing. And I just remember my drive that morning to the performance center to shoot. I was just in tears. Like, I could not stop crying because I couldn't fathom that that was the last drive I was going to make there. Little did I know, now I'm still training there, so I'm still going. Yeah, you know, yeah. But back then I was just like, I remember the whole drive, I was just bawling. So I go there, you know, we do the thing, and then I think it was like the next week or 2 weeks after that, I was booked on doing dark matches. And then so I did the dark match 1 week, and then the next week I got invited back, and then I just kept getting invited back. Dark matches. And then eventually, you know, the contract was offered and it was there. And yeah, haven't looked back since.
What was the feedback that you got during those dark matches? Did you get any sort of like, hey, like, this is why you're being invited back, etc.?
Yeah, there was, you know, they would give us, there's, when it comes to critiques and feedback, there's like a whole array. There's a whole, you know, everything from character to what you're doing to, you know what I mean? So it's very,
it's a breakdown,
you know, categories. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I got a little advice on each, you know, category. And yeah, I took that, and I think about it, and I'd move forward, and I would train hard with that in mind. And yeah.
So now, you know, you're on the main roster, you've gotten some pretty cool opportunities, obviously one of which we mentioned right off the bat, you essentially getting the new record for the fastest victory against Natalia. So that was pretty cool to obviously, you know, have underneath your belt so early on in your main roster career. But I do kind of want to get, you know, your perspective of like, what's the biggest difference from, you know, where you were at before on NXT to now being on the main roster? Like, what would you say is the biggest change in your life now being part of the SmackDown brand?
Oh man, the biggest change, you know, now I'm just traveling more.
That's fun.
I still feel like I'm the same Aaliyah, you know. I still feel, you know, like I'm the same Aaliyah that wants to get in there and do everything and just have fun, you know. So I don't think that'll ever change. But yeah, I think just the travel, you know, just the travel, it's a lot different.
And it's very exciting too, because obviously that's the one thing that I think attracts you to the job in the first place. You know, one of the things that attracts you to the job is like, hey, you got to go and travel all over the world and perform in front of all these audiences. And speaking of performing in front of all of these audiences, January 29th, the Royal Rumble, I got to ask you, you know, not only are you in there with like the very best, but we're also going to be seeing legends such as Mickey James, who I know you're a big fan of, Lita. I got to ask, how does it feel knowing that you're heading into the Royal Rumble and also, you know, getting to be in there with all of these people?
Oh my goodness. It feels incredible because growing up, like I used to watch Lita, I used to watch Mickey James, I used to watch the Bellas, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's so cool. And then on one hand, I get to see all these legends. And then on the other hand, I look to my right and I'll see like Liv Morgan, who's been my best friend forever. So it's just, I'm just so excited. It's going to be a great time and I'm ready to go in there and kick ass and I'm, you know, win, you know. It's going to be a crazy, amazing dynamic. My favorite part about the Rumble is just not knowing who's going to come out next. You know what I mean? And so there's still a bunch of people that hasn't even been announced, you know? So just, the surprise within that, I am so excited for. That's always been my favorite part.
Oh yeah, for sure. I totally get it. So, you know, now we're in 2022, brand new year. I want to ask you, what are some of your goals within WWE?
Oh my goodness. We're heading to Saudi for Elimination Chamber. And I don't know what's, you know, I don't know, you know, no matches really have been announced and all that. So it would be an honor to be the first ever Arab female superstar to perform in the Middle East. And that's always been a huge goal of mine. Yeah.
That is so awesome. That's so cool. All right. So before we move on, I know we got a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and sneak in this lightning round game. So essentially, I'm going to ask you 10 super random questions about yourself and just to kind of get to know you just a little bit more. And you answer them however you please. So I'll try to get in as much as we can. So here we go. Question number one, where did you go on your very first date?
Very first date. Where did I go? Oh my God. Mandarin. There's this, it's a really good restaurant. It's all you can eat buffet in Toronto called Mandarin.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number two, who or what inspired your wrestling persona, style, gear, etc.?
Ooh, I would have to say Trish Stratus, Mickey James, what else? I would say a little bit of Dolly Parton. Nice. I know she's not a wrestler, but
yeah. No, that's okay. You get inspiration from like anywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Earlier on when I started getting newer gear, when I saw the first season of Euphoria, which came out like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago,
yeah,
I was obsessed with that show. And so I kind of like pulled, there's this one character in there named Maddie, and I kind of like pulled a bunch of things from her.
I love it. I saw the show, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Question number three, what's the app you're most addicted to?
The app I'm most addicted to? You know what? I'm like, I'm a weirdo. I'm rarely on my phone, but if I guess TikTok. TikTok's the place. Yeah. If I want to kill time, I'll go on TikTok.
I love that. Question number four, what does a day in the life of Aaliyah look like?
I wake up, I come to my barn, which I'm at right now. I ride my horse, Larry. I go home, I eat, I shower, I go to the performance center, I train in the ring, I go home again, I eat, and then I go to the gym and then I weightlift and then I go home and eat again. And then it depends if I have plans with friends later on, I'll probably do that like in the evening. If not, I'll hang out with my dogs and yeah, that's my life. I love working out. Yeah.
I love it. Like the second I saw your horses, I was like, oh my God, she is so lucky. Question number five, what are your top three favorite movies?
I can't think. The Mask with Jim Carrey. That was always my favorite ever since I was a little kid. I gotta name two more. crap. Ooh, why am I blanking?
Or you can name one. It's up to you. Like whatever
okay,
you
the
feel.
Mask. We'll go with the mask. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. No worries. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you one more and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So I do want to ask you your last question. Is there a secret talent that you have?
I mean, it's no secret that I ride horses and I'm awesome at it.
That's a good quality. That's definitely a good talent.
You ready?
What is it? Oh my God. Okay. That is phenomenal. Love that. That is so cool. Aaliyah, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Congratulations on, you know, all your new success and heading into the Royal Rumble. It was really fun to get to know you just a little bit more. Before we go, please feel free to plug in anything you'd like to plug in.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. It's Aaliyah WWE, and watch me January 29th, Royal Rumble, and I'm ready to kick some ass.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Do not forget to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel for more. Until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Aaliyah. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.